Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
There's a new group of superheroes in town.
When they get a hold on you, it is a brutal and devastating hold.
They're my only escape from the drudgery of work and family.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios, it's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Charlie, don't encourage
you. Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. Call now at 844-5600.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
And now, here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
Wednesday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope it's a good start. Good day for you. All present and accounted for here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Crazy Charlie, Big Joe, Pokester, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. A lot to get to this morning, and we're going to get right to it. I do want to let you know that coming up at about 9:25, Brad Powers, his usual spot. 10:05 with MTSU football on a bye week. Rick Stockstill won't be joining us this week, but we do have a legend, a 14-year NFL veteran quarterback Kelly Holcomb is going to join us. And then at 10:40, Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason, of course, the Commodores and the LSU Tigers Saturday morning at Vanderbilt Stadium at 11 o'clock. But last night, Joe, what a special, I mean, some things, just the stars align.
Amazing.
Mike Yastrzemski returns after just being at 29 years old, working his way through and getting his chance this year. He just hit his 20th home run. Well, guess what? It was last night at Fenway Park with his grandfather, Yaz, in attendance. Just some great, great images from that. And who better yet to talk about all of the Red Sox glory than Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach. Tim, I think I set it up pretty good, man. What an evening.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. I didn't get to see all of it, but that was 15 innings long. But got to see the part where Mike hit that ball out. So it was a great evening for him, and he's a very deserving kid. I know we've talked about him a bunch.
Well, and with this, though, everything he's been through, I mean, I was looking at the numbers. He had 703 minor league games that he had played when he got called up on May 25th. And what, in something like 90-something games, he's hitting 265, 20 home runs, and 96 games. I mean, he just didn't get called up. He's come up and played.
Yeah, he has. And I was, you know, I think we're all wondering why that didn't happen sooner, particularly in the organization that he was in, thinking that, you know, they might need a boost of energy. And he certainly did that to San Francisco, too, because when they brought him up, he started playing really well. And he's, as you mentioned, he stayed there, 20 home runs. I don't know if anyone could have seen that, but it just talks to his deliberate approach to what he does. I'll tell you something. The unique thing about this kid is, and it took him a while to get up there, but you know, during the time that he never got brought up, we saw him a lot because he married a young girl from Nashville, so he's here during the off season. But he never once complained about his situation. It was almost like, I'll get there, I'll get there, I'll get there. And it's just, that's kind of the drive he's had. And, you know, where you would think the Yastrzemski name would help him, it probably has in some ways, but he did everything on his own in terms of getting up there. And I know for Carl, his grandfather, that was certainly a proud moment.
How long did it take for you to properly spell Yastrzemski, Coach?
Need to work on it a couple of times. I just knew that Z came right after the R, so it wasn't easy, that's for sure. But it was easier for me because that was my favorite player growing up. You know, it was, but you know, you never had to spell Yastrzemski because it was just Yaz. That's the only way you knew Carl. So. It was great to have his grandson play here.
I always said sports is the greatest reality show. Nothing comes close. And last night, I mean, you have this guy making his debut at Fenway Park, the iconic Yastrzemski name, and he hits a home run. I mean, that's something Hollywood comes up with.
Yeah, you're right. The only thing maybe better would have been to do it first pitch, first at bat, but he got an opportunity to do it, and so many of his family members were there, and so many of his friends, too, I can't imagine. And then, you know, he had two other Vanderbilt people on his team celebrating with him. Selman got in last night as a left-handed pitcher out of the bench, out of the bullpen, and, of course, Tyler Beattie. So, and Tyler's a Massachusetts guy, so there was a lot to celebrate last night.
You know, you look at, they talk about being a Red Sox fan for so long, the left field at Fenway Park was it Ted Williams, then it was Yastrzemski, and then I guess Mike Greenwell for so long. I mean, that iconic spot out there, and here's this young man comes up there last night that you know all well and does this, and just the drama of him coming back there, because I know Bochy had said he was going to play some. I'm thinking, play some? He should play a lot up there. So, like Greg said, everything aligned perfectly for last night.
Yeah, it did, and Jim Rice was one of those guys, too, and Jim, yeah, he does the, he's an analyst. He's from Anderson, South Carolina, originally, so he's an analyst for them now, but yeah, I mean, it did. It aligned well. I wish it was during a time where I could have gotten up there midweek, and September's difficult, obviously, but weren't going to miss that, and it's another reason why Maggie and I have the baseball package, so we can see our kids at Sonny Gray versus Tony Kemp last night, too, on another channel. Wow. So we had a lot of Vanderbilt going on.
And thank you, Sonny, and the Reds for beating the Cubs last night. Yes, man, what a, you know, you think of, and yeah, I mean, he the right place at the right time. I mean, he's a 17-18 game winner this year. And but I tell you what, they put together a staff there around him as well, so. You know, we'll see. I mean, and he seems very comfortable. Obviously, he's comfortable there with Derek Johnson there, obviously.
Yeah, that's been a match for a long period of time. DJ was so good with Sonny when Sonny was here. He did such a nice job with him. And I just felt like if they could get back together again, there would be a comfort level that existed. You know, sometimes, and like coaches too, you guys have been around sport enough to realize this too, a lot of times it's fit. And not that the Yankees were a bad fit for Sonny, he just didn't fit. And when you got him to Cincinnati and Oakland, too, he was very successful there. It just fit better for Sonny, so I'm glad he's having that success.
Yeah, and one thing for Mike last night, it gave something for the Red Sox fans to cheer about here.
Yeah, it did. He got a pretty good ovation. Yeah, you don't see that place empty, but right now, you know, if you're a New England fan, your attention's turned right to the Patriots right now. So I guess that's where it's at.
One of those years, huh? So
yep.
Well, if you're looking for a team to jump on the bandwagon, my Brewers can handle you. So come on down.
They're close.
Yeah,
they're close. That race is gonna be pretty good down here at the end. You know, you got the Cubs and Brewers hanging on, so that will be good, and that's what makes this kind of wild card situation. It's different, you know, the one game, but it makes it very dramatic in a lot of different ways. So Brewers playing well. So
yeah, you're 11 out of 12, and even like half of those without Yelich. But hey, I don't want to catch the Cubs. I want to catch the Cardinals and win the division. That way the playoff games are in Atlanta.
Yeah, that would make some sense. That would be easier transportation for all of us, wouldn't it?
Hey, Tim, thanks for sharing this with you, or sharing it with us. We appreciate it. We knew it was special, and, of course, you being a lifelong Red Sox fan and with Yaz, it's just amazing. Amazing night. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah, good talking to you all. Thank you.
All right, Tim Corbin. What a night.
I mean, it's his favorite player. He gets to coach his grandson, and last night, God, smacks a home run. But it's not only that, Greg. It's the, what'd you say, 900 games in the minor leagues, wherever it was,
703 minor league games.
And, oh, you know, he got drafted out of back in, was it 13 when he got drafted out? And you're thinking, he goes to the Orioles like the 35th round, something crazy. And you're thinking, why didn't the Red Sox? I mean, this guy is his dad's iconic. Yastrzemski's a pretty decent player. Why not go ahead and draft him? It's a good story. You know, you're not asking him to come in and play the next day in the World Series, which they won the World Series out here, by the way. And they didn't. The Orioles got him and gets traded to the Giants, comes up and makes the most of his opportunity. Just, that's when opportunity knocks, man. Answer that door, or do whatever, knock it down, and he did
but
that.
But sometimes, though, to have, it's for him maybe to get away from that of having to live. Well, but you certainly can't if you're in the Red Sox organization. You can get away. You can get away if you're in the Giants organization.
That's like asking Grace Pogue to just become Grace Tant her entire life. You know, you can't do. You got the name. You know, you're not going to get away.
But you can't tell me the pressure wouldn't be more if he's with the Red Sox organization.
But even when he goes, it's like, why aren't you up, boy? Why aren't you up, boy? Your granddad did it. You know, and then you know, can you imagine all he hears in the minor league and this stuff? And now he's turned it around and looking. I mean, 20 home runs. And just like he said, Corbin said, you never thought you'd see that.
Well, not everybody heckles, Joe.
That's right.
Oh, that was fun. Titans, Jags tomorrow night. Jalen Ramsey holds his own press conference. Said he didn't leak the information, him or his agent, and then turned it around on the Jags and said, you know, well, ask them where it came from. But. What do you think? You play here Thursday night and whoever trades for him? I mean, I just can't.
I think the guy, Andrew Brandt, was a guy I looked up who said it correctly. He said, let him keep melting down and soon they'll just give him away.
Yeah.
Just let that happen.
Yep. No one's going to give it. And Charlie said that yesterday. It's the same thing that happened to Antonio Brown. Eventually they just get out of here. We don't want you anymore. So,
is that what you're going to do to us?
No, unfortunately, now we have a refrigerator. I'm happy. Mariota was listed in the Monday having a quad injury on the injury report.
Taped up yesterday.
Yeah, was he wrapped up pretty good?
Yep.
So we'll see. So far, 33 of 52, 402 yards in 2 games, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. So
you lost, and he lost the game. So
I know
you're 1-1. I mean, yeah,
he was a contributing factor, yes, of losing that game.
You know, that's all the stats are great. What's the Hawaii quarterback a few years ago, Timmy Chang?
Aren't Hawaii stats. These are very average
stats. He threw
anyway.
All those stats, and they're like, all right, well, you went 6-6. That's great. Yep. You know, it's the winning games. That's the bottom line.
I didn't read those stats to build a case for him. It's, you know, 200 yards a game, 16 completions. So, you know, very pedestrian. So LSU Vandy 11 o'clock. Three players for Vanderbilt ruled out for the season. Most notably is running back Jamari Wakefield. He's Keyshawn Johnson's backup.
Fast too.
Yeah, they'll miss him. I tell you what, the linebacker. The wide receiver caught the touchdown pass. Amir Abdul Rahim caught the touchdown pass against UT last year. Had a 52-yard catch in the bowl game. So a couple key role players.
I am looking forward to that game. I like it when teams that are legendary come to town. You know, Georgia comes every other year. I get all that. But, I mean, LSU hadn't been to town in a long, long time. So this will be – I'm looking forward to that game on Saturday. It's like, are you going to go see Coach? I don't care. I could care less. Couldn't care less about Orgeron. I just like seeing that team. I mean, that's an iconic college football team rolling in the
town.
Just
the colors.
Yes.
It's the colors. And well, of course, iconic. But over the years, probably – a lot like a Michigan, maybe underachieved by the I know they had a couple national championships here in the last, but before then, when was their last national championship?
03 and 07. Before that,
the 50s,
I guess.
Yeah,
Billy Cannon.
Late 50s.
No, Billy Cannon. He go to LSU. Yeah, he went to LSU. He beat Ole Miss in that punt return.
On Halloween night.
Yes, the Galloping Ghost. They called him. Not really. So I look forward to that going in there. And, of course, the Tennessee-Florida game on Saturday down in the Swamp. And I look forward to talking to Brad Powers a little, because those 11 o'clock starts, man, teams on the road don't play well. They don't play well at all. And so I look forward to see what happens there. But I think Tennessee, for some odd reason, gives them a football game, a good game on Saturday.
Well, you're down to your backup quarterback or third-string quarterback at Florida, but he looked pretty good the other night coming in against Kentucky. But UT News, linebacker Jeremy Banks was arrested. There was at 4:15 in the morning after the Chattanooga game, he made a illegal U-turn. That's what I do at 4:15 in the morning. I go just spin around a little bit. But there was already an active warrant for driving with an expired license, so he had a failure to appear warrant. So he was arrested and got out. So no DUI, none of the no other stuff except just common sense knucklehead stuff here. But he had a couple interceptions against Chattanooga.
He did. Yep. He did have a couple interceptions.
But
Yeah.
Oh, Nashville SC last night. Let's mention that. Our USL team 1-0 over Birmingham Legion FC. A header by Jimmy Ockford in stoppage
time. Jimmy!
You know what stoppage time is?
I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
It is when they stop the clock.
Yep. It's when they add to it the what's accumulated, and then you really don't know how much time it's going to be, really.
It was actually an own goal for the victory. It went in off of the leg, off of the defender.
Okay, so that's how it was, because I know it came off his head. There you go. That's what I get for listening to TV last night. They said it was a header.
Mm-hmm. Well, it initially was a header, but it went in off the defender's leg and into the net, so it's not credited to the player who initially hit the ball. It's credited as an own goal because the defender deflected it in. And for Pickens, the keeper, his 100th, I'll just say shutout, because most people aren't familiar with the vernacular of clean sheet, but his 100th shutout in his soccer career.
Cool. They beat Charleston. They played Charleston Battery Saturday night. You've been to a few of the games, haven't you? Fun time?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, get out, support them. It's fun. It's cheap. Easy ticket to get.
A few things. Cards lose last night, so did the Cubs. He mentioned it. The Phillies beat the Braves 5-4. Dallas Keuchel got beat up a little bit, but and the Nationals beat the Cardinals. So the magic number sticks at 3. Back on the radio tonight at 6:10, rather, I believe 6:20. 6:20. So got that. 6:20.
What time's the game?
6:20. 6:05. Tomorrow, though, it's at 11:10, and we're out at 10:55 tomorrow. So, all right, let's take a break. Coming up after it, right here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, do a little picking and prognosticating with Brad Powers.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary Valet parking is always available.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of InsBank. For over 17 years, InsBank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. InsBank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it's time for new flooring in hardwood, the choices can be mind-numbing. Who do I call? Who can I trust? Locally, Braza Flooring is a leading expert in floor installation and services and makes the process easy. Braza Flooring offers a wide selection of flooring options and hardwood supplies and will work with you to help you decide which selection works best for you. Once you make a decision, they'll handle the rest. Nobody does hardwood floor installation better than Braza Flooring, and they do it fast without sacrificing quality. Braza Flooring provides the best service at an affordable price. Their passion for flooring and extensive experience means no job is too big, too small, or too difficult. Call 678-826-7798. That's 678-826-7798. Or go online at BrazaFlooring.com and follow them on Instagram. Braza Flooring, where they strive to please and guarantee complete satisfaction.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Patchy fog for this morning, otherwise sunny with a high of 96. Clear overnight with a low of 69, and sunny tomorrow with a high of 92. 89 is your high for Friday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
crazy train is leaving the station. Climb aboard. 615-844-5600.
When Steve Cropper gets a groove, he's got one, doesn't he?
He does, man.
Booker
like
T.
Stella.
Greg Pug, Big Joe Crazy, Charlie on the Goggin Code Hall Studios every Wednesday morning. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, that Bill King link at the top right of the page, and Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you guys doing on this fine Wednesday?
I am doing well, and I want to get right to it. Tomorrow night, Titans and the Jaguars, and Titans 1-1 overall, Titans 1-1 against the spread. How have you, in your power ratings, moved the Titans in two games? How are they sitting compared to where you thought they might would be?
They're about even. I mean, yeah. Obviously, Tennessee, greatly exceed expectations in the Cleveland game. I mean, as a 5.5, 6-point dog winning the game by 30. Now, turnovers played a little bit an issue there on the Cleveland side, but certainly upgrade there. And then, you know, when you're supposed to win at home against an Indianapolis team without Andrew Luck, I mean, Tennessee's got to win that game. They didn't get the job done, so a downgrade there. So that Tennessee's flat, I would say. Jacksonville, not so flat because, I mean, obviously significant downgrade from Nick Foles to Gardner Minshew, and now dealing with some other concerns about, some of their players wanting out, a couple of their best players. But Minshew's looked okay. The stats say he's looked okay. I mean, was competitive against Kansas City and then almost pulled an outright upset last week on the road against Houston. But, typically – the home teams are an advantage on a short week on a Thursday, but in this instance, I lean with Tennessee here, -1.5.
Well, and it opened Jacksonville -6.5, and what a swing, all the way to -1.5 Titans right now. Is that all about, we knew what Minshew was before, so that I don't think that would, is this all about the Jalen Ramsey thing?
Well, that's not going to be – that's 6.5 just a bad line. I'd like to know where that was.
Well, it just said open. I'm on Vegas Insider, so where did it open? Okay.
I mean, sometimes it depends on their feed. Maybe one offshore book, put something up, and that automatically goes to their feed. But I'd like to know.
All right, well,
and maybe that was like an early season, summer type of line, because I can't even imagine it being –
Well, even they're way off on the over-under. So let's do this. Let's back up and say, how do you like Tennessee at -1.5?
Yeah,
and what about the total? What about the total of 39.5?
It's low. I would want to lean under, but man, that doesn't give you a lot of room for a window of opportunity. I mean, when you got a young quarterback in Minshew that might is capable of throwing a pick six, and let's face it. Not like Marcus Mariota setting the world on fire there. 39.5 is just too low for me to recommend the under.
Brad, let's go a few other NFL games. We've talked about this before, but legendary, maybe historic. When's the last time there were two teams that were favored by more than 20 points? The last I saw the Cowboys at 22 and the Patriots, they're both giving up 24. I mean, I've never seen that. Have you?
It's never happened in the same week, I can tell you that. When you're talking 21-point spreads, I went back the last 30 years, back to 1989. It's only happened 5 times prior to this week. 5 times is all that we've had a 21-point or more spread in the NFL. Underdogs are 5-0 in those games against the spread, but I'm going to be quite frank with you guys here. I took a flyer on Miami last week. That didn't work out so well with me, with them coming up short. I really want nothing to do with them this week against Dallas. And on the flip side, after bucking New England last week, you just don't win long-term fading Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. So I'm not lining up to go bet Luke Falk and the Jets on a short week getting 22.5. Even though, my history and line history says you got to take it's dog or pass here, I'm just – I'm not looking to take both of those big dogs this week.
And it's funny is that, I think Dallas and Patriots probably could win by 45. Those two teams are that bad. And so if I was going to bet, I would lay the money on Dallas for the Patriots because I think that these other two teams aren't going to compete with them.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, if you believe in the public betting percentages that are early out in the week, you know, New England and Dallas are two of the most popular betting picks of the week, both getting over 80% of the bets so far. And to be quite frank, I don't see a lot of wise guys lining up to take the dogs at this point. They might come later in the week, but certainly it's been a lot of one-sided action on New England and Dallas so far this week.
There is one game in the college, we're going to college now, that I really wanted to pick your brain about. California goes to Ole Miss. California ranked in the top 25. It's an 11 a.m. start. They're playing in the middle of Mississippi. It's going to be hot. That's 9 o'clock for Cal. Teams, again, traveling West Coast to East Coast, an early start like that, I would say, all right, this is Ole Miss, but then I could see Cal winning this game. I'm very conflicted on this game.
I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, yeah, I would say that that's some of the reason why we've seen some early money on Ole Miss in this one. Cal on Sunday opened up about a 1.5-point favorite. Now Ole Miss sitting as the 2-point favorite. And I think a lot of it has to do with that. The 9 o'clock body time, 9 o'clock in the morning for those Cal players, and then very, you know, unique trip for them to the heat and humidity of the South. I mean, Northern California just isn't getting that. But with that being said, you know, Cal, they're an intriguing team. I mean, I certainly never want to lay points with Cal because they're so pathetic on offense. But with that being said, Cal's really good on defense. And I think there's some East Coast bias in the fact that this Cal defense isn't getting enough respect in the marketplace. They've been good now for a couple of years, and I actually think that they're capable of being a top-10 defense nationally. Ole Miss has been hit or miss. They certainly were last week against Southeast Louisiana. I mean, they're +2 in turnovers. They got a 94-yard kick return touchdown. They only led by 5 in the fourth quarter. I mean, I haven't been overly impressed with Ole Miss. I mean, I guess what I'm getting around to is, I'm typing up my newsletter as we speak. I have Ole Miss 21-20. The line is 2, totals 41.5. I don't see much value in this one, guys.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowers7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com, and that Bill King, the top right of the page, of course, he's with Bill every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be down at the Southern Steak and Oyster Friday morning, Brad, so I just thought I'd rub it in a little bit. a couple games of local interest. Let's start right here in Nashville, Vanderbilt, and this is an 11 a.m. start as well, locally time here. LSU looks like, 24th, 23.5, 24. Any thoughts on that?
I think it looks a little steep. I mean, Georgia was just in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and they're laying 21, and they brought a hell of a fan base with them. I mean, LSU brings some fans, but nowhere near as much as what Georgia did. You know, Vanderbilt's coming off a bye to reset after the 0-2 start. I think LSU, after the Texas game and, you know, a big blowout final last week against Northwestern State, they're getting a little too much love here, if anything. Guys, I got a Southern Steak and Oyster lean on Vanderbilt here, plus the 23.5.
All right. Southern Steak and Oyster, it's a good steak now. Tennessee at Florida. I think it opened around 12.5. It's now 14. What are you thinking there?
Yeah, I'm going to make the locals happy here. I'm on Tennessee in this one. Whenever I got the better quarterback, and I think that's the case now with Felipe Franks out for the year for Florida, Kyle Trask is going to be inserted in the starting lineup. Looked okay last week, certainly led the comeback win against Kentucky, but Florida very fortunate to win that game. Tennessee got a little bit of confidence back from the Chattanooga win by 45, but they were +5 in turnovers. I got the better quarterback here in Jarrett Garantano, and I'm getting 2 touchdowns in a rivalry game. I lean with the Vols.
This is not the SEC, but outside. Miami, Florida. Central Michigan makes a trip down to Miami. Miami's a 30-point favorite. I know Manny Diaz wants to get some points on the board for this program. I like this because I think Miami is taking on a Central Michigan team that's not that good, and Miami looking to make sort of an impact. Thoughts on that one?
You know what, Big Joe, you're getting some mad respect from me. Woo! I like that you're going off the beaten path because that's typically where the value is in college football, and I certainly agree with you. My power ratings call for Miami. I think Miami got a little bit of a bad rap for the 0-2 start. They got their mojo back over a cupcake, a tomato can last week, but They certainly extended margin against Bethune-Cookman, and I think they can get some margin here. Keep in mind, you know, Central Michigan last week blew out Akron, but they were playing with their backup quarterback and backup running back. I don't think this is a good spot here for a Central Michigan team that already was crushed by Wisconsin earlier this season. I like Miami to stretch their legs again, get the 2-2, and I think they blow out Central Michigan. I'm certainly on the Hurricanes.
Yeah, it's just one of those things I look at where teams got to travel a long way and go from a moderate climate to the blazing heat of South Miami at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. It doesn't bode well for Central Michigan.
That's a good point. I'll tell you what, I'll have to get you on writing some of these games, because I couldn't have said it better myself.
You'll be out of business in a week.
I will definitely cancel my subscription. I'll just tell you that right now.
You'll be back in Cleveland, Brad. No time at all.
I don't know about that.
Hey, we got a time slot here for you here in Nashville.
That's right, we do. Another game. The national game of interest, Notre Dame and Georgia. And we talked about Georgia coming here and they played Vanderbilt and the fan base. And it's just, I see the team up close in Brad and Georgia, and they just wear you down running the football. And this is, I think, if I'm betting again, I like Georgia in this game just because they have a different approach to beating you. Other teams spread you out and do it that way. Georgia just lines up and just jams the ball right down your throat.
Is the number, but at 14, is that prohibitive?
Well, I think that's why the number is 14. I think Notre Dame is a good, solid team, but their weakness is, you know, defending the run, and that just so happens to be Georgia's strength. And, I mean, we just look at it here. I mean, Notre Dame's allowing 230 rushing yards per game. They haven't played Georgia yet. They played Louisville and New Mexico. Now they face, you know, one of the most powerful rush offenses in the country, averaging nearly 300 yards per game. And let's just, I mean, this is something you usually see when you have Alabama taking on South Alabama. But, I mean, Notre Dame's starting defensive line this year, it's light, 273 pounds. That's their average size. Georgia's starting offensive line, 329 pounds. Second grade math, that's 56 pounds a man. And Georgia has been very consistent at home. They've won their last 15 home games by 31 points per game. All 15 of those wins have been by 14 points or more, and 13 by three touchdowns or more. I think Georgia pulls away from Notre Dame late. I like the Bulldogs. In fact, it's Bob Steakhouse material for me.
There we go. Saturday night in Athens. I want to. There's something that happened. I always pay attention to, you know, what your picks are, and then, you know, how the line moves and where it is, because most people, when you will come out with your newsletter in the midweek, you're using the number available to you. And of course, by Saturday morning, it's moved 4 or 5 points. Sometimes even the other way or whichever way. The Florida Kentucky over under was 50.5, and I think it maybe went off at 46.5, 46 maybe somewhere. Yeah. Am I right? Okay, let me ask you this: if that got to 40, and you've taken the under, and that gets to 45.5, why are you? And these power ratings are always, it turned out to be 49, so you covered that one. But aren't you playing with 46, 47, 48, 49, and 55 numbers within the power rating area? Why would you not go both ways?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It's tough because college football, there's a lot higher variance. I mean, you know, Brad Powers, the handicapper, probably is saying, nope, I like the under. I don't like it as much as what I did when I gave it out, but I certainly still lean that way. But I would say Brad Powers, the better, would say, yeah, I'd probably take a little bit back on the other side of a significant line move. But to be quite frank, guys, I mean, probably should have won at any number, if not for, you know, a Florida player running off for a 76-yard touchdown with about 30 seconds left in the game. If he just falls down, I mean, everybody wins. So that was a little tough blow for the people that bet that game late. But it also shows you getting the right number, betting at the right time. That happens every, you know, a couple times a year, and that can affect your the bankroll in the long run.
Well, it's the difference between the pros and the Joes. Pros bet it when they come out and they have whatever, because they can see the discrepancies. I'm telling now, I'm maybe this is your speech, Brad, but it's pretty simple. And then by Saturday, when the public's on it, it's moved 4 or 5, you know, in either direction. If they go back and look and see what you picked, well, he said 50.5, now it's 46. 6? I don't know, man. So,
well, just keep in mind, also, though, Greg, I mean, public bets teams, yeah. I don't care what the number is. Oh, he gave out, you know, Georgia at minus 14. They're 20 now. Who cares? Georgia rolls over
Yeah. Hey, give us some NFL either Saturday or Sunday, another couple more Bobs.
You know what? I'm going to stay in college for just one more here. I really, really like this play. I like Washington minus the 6.5 over BYU. I just think BYU, after back-to-back overtime wins, how much do they have left in the tank this week? And I look at BYU, won those two games, very fortunate. Unfortunately, you guys know that very well there in Tennessee. I mean, some of the probabilities out there were like 0.1% chance before they threw that 65-yard pass in the closing seconds. And then even last week against a true freshman quarterback, BYU was +3 in turnovers. I think Washington won't overlook BYU because of that, their last couple of games. And, you know, BYU's the type of team, they're good when they're playing against teams that aren't buttoned up coaching-wise, like USC, like Tennessee. But if they're playing a team that's got a good defense, solid special teams, better coach, better athletes, i.e. Utah, who BYU struggled in, I mean, the Cougars just don't fare so well, and I think that's the case with Washington. It certainly was last year when Washington beat them by 4 touchdowns. I think the Huskies go into Provo and take care of business there. Lay the 6.5. I like Washington. That's a Bob Steakhouse play.
Before you get out of here, real quick, NFL, the 49ers, the host of Steelers, they're giving up 7. I watched the 49ers, a lot of that game versus the Bengals. That's a good football team. Roethlisberger's out. Pittsburgh's got a new quarterback. The 49ers, am I too much on them? Ugh. Because they look good.
Yeah, I mean, they do. Playing on, you know, because everyone overreacts to a quarterback being out.
And, right.
You know, this line was, you know, right around Pick'em, so about a 6-7 point line adjustment for, you know, Roethlisberger being out, Rudolph making his first start. You know, I'd like to lean that way, but what concerns me is the majority of the tickets are on San Francisco here as far as the public betting, and yet the lines climbed down from a key number of 7. To me, that tells me the bigger money and the sharper money is on Pittsburgh. It's kind of a pass for me at this point.
Thank you, Brad. Brad Power 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com. That Bill King link. Tell the people what to do.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, download past issues of the newsletter. Newsletter's doing okay. We had a tough Sunday, but a really good Saturday. 58% so far this season on the star-rated best bet picks. But don't buy it for the picks. Buy it for the information. You get a game write-up on every single college game, every single NFL game, power ratings, trends, you name it, and a whole heck of a lot more. It's just $69 for the rest of the season, all the way through the Super Bowl. Go to bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Thank you, Brad. We'll talk to you next Wednesday morning. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, Brad. He likes Vandy and Tennessee, plus the points.
Ooh, that Vandy.
23. Well, anyway. Hey, coming up right after this break, it is Best Worst.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399 0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For September, try the Chicken Choices subs and wraps with chips and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Penn Station likes to mix things up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner,
wraps, and salads for any time. Penn Station's got a variety of delicious extras for everyone in the family. Fresh cut fries, cheese bread, kids' meals, and chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Hey, at least we give an effort once in a while. The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Crazy Charlie, Big Joe Pogue, right here in the Goggin Coat Hall Studios, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be at the Southern Steak and Oyster Friday morning, Bill King show and our show. Big Joe, what day is it?
Love to see the King in action when he comes down there. He comes down in his Pope Mobile. You know, you can't talk to him. You just can't wave at him. If you're lucky, he waves back. But that's
wow.
The extent of it.
But he'll never make eye contact.
Never. All right, today's September 18th, 2019. Today's National Cheeseburger Day. Here we go again with people find some out-of-the-way restaurants. Babe,
what's your favorite cheeseburger?
You know what? You're going to laugh. Sonic's got a damn good cheeseburger.
That's cool for that.
Sonic's got a good cheeseburger. Right? Mm-hmm. I had one last night. Not bad. You?
Sam's. I like Sam's. Sam's got a really good. As a matter, you know why I know?
Why?
Because I brought home Sam's last night, and I didn't get a burger, but Clay had one, and I ate two bites of it. I go, that's a...
Slapped?
You know, it's so big, and it was so, and so anyway, dang, go ahead.
Southern's got a good...
Oh, they got two kinds. Yes, one of them is the monstrosity.
Yes.
It's like about two stories high.
My son ordered that one time down there, and he stared at it for like a minute or two. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't think I can eat this.
You don't know how.
I said, well, Daddy can. Which leads into National Respect Day.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Aretha Franklin.
Yes, yes.
Three.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Hug a greeting card writer day. You'd be good at that. You're a good writer. You'd be a good
greeting. Yeah, but I have nothing pleasant to say.
Maybe that's your forte. Maybe that's your job. Maybe that's your fortune.
Will forte?
Could be. All right, hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history on September the 18th. Download that WNSR app. Take it wherever you go. You know, when I go to the gym in the afternoon, I turn on Plaster. I'm there for about an hour and a half. I like listening to George. I'm a big Watson Brown fan. Even though he didn't give me a scholarship to Rice back in 1985 because he quit and came to Vanderbilt.
Have you?
I've gotten over it.
Have you told that? Yeah, I can tell.
I've not told him that.
You couldn't spell Rice.
I was there, man. I was packing my bags for Houston, and then he comes to Vanderbilt. Damn you, Watson Brown! Here we go, Greg. September the 18th on this day. You ever heard the name Red Ruffing? Pitcher?
Nope.
For the Yankees. Hits two home runs this day on this day in 1930 to beat the St. Louis who?
Browns.
That's right. Good job, buddy. This day, 1941, baseball has a major league record at this time of how many grand slams hit on this day, 1949? Only four hit on this day. 1983, the New Orleans Saints have their first ever overtime victory. They beat this team 34-31. On this team was second-year head coach, who later became an iconic figure in this city. So Saints beat this team, the team that they beat. The coach was in his second year. He later became an iconic figure in this city. Even had a Saturday Night Live skit after him. Say it.
Huh?
Say it.
Go ahead. I'm lost on this one. You've got the riddle inside. Who is it?
Okay, we're going to get this.
All right.
Saints beat this team.
All right.
They were not good. It was only his second year. He was an assistant coach at Dallas, took over this team. He later becomes an iconic figure in this city until to this day. Head coach. And they made an SNL skit about him.
I'm not drawing anything. What is it?
Mike Ditka. Bears. I laid it out for you, man. I laid it out. Only I could have done with you was told you.
He lives here?
No, in that city.
No. I was trying to think of here. Yeah, you the way you phrased it, this city like Nashville.
He became an iconic figure in that city.
That city.
Yes.
Okay, not this city.
No one. Wife hasn't heard anything you said in 26
Charlie,
years.
You didn't get it either. Yeah, I mean, it's come on now. We're going to shoot the messenger on this
Please. One.
Because I was thinking of Nashville. Who could it be?
Why would you think of Nashville?
Because you said this city.
Why don't you get out of the box? Became an iconic figure in this city. Not this city.
Not
in
this city. That city.
Good Lord.
The city.
Right. 1987.
Right, not this city. This city.
Yeah. This city, not this one.
You were missing the inflection.
Yeah, that this city.
No, just this.
This city, okay.
Go back to drawing a blank. I think you were better off.
I really.
1987. This first baseman DH for Detroit Tigers is the first 40-year-old to hit 30 home runs. 1987.
First 30, and you
first 40-year-old to hit 30 home runs. 1987. Played for the Tigers. Played for a lot of teams, but the Tigers, this team. Left-handed guy.
Don Mattingly? No, Don Banks? Don. Daryl Evans?
Attaboy, Greggy. Getting there.
No, that was. That other one still got me messed up.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You're down 2-0 this week, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right, first up, Fred Willard.
Sorry. Natural reaction to Fred.
81.
85?
86. Good job. Why he's not in jail, I don't know.
What'd he do?
He looked up. Didn't look up some.
Allegedly. Stop it. Yeah, get out of this. He's not.
Google it.
Joe, yes. He's not in jail, so obviously he has good attorneys, so right. He should be moving on.
Frankie Avalon. Ooh. He appeared as a teen angel in Grease.
Ooh.
Frankie Avalon.
Frankie. Oh, he's 80.
81.
79.
Ah.
Tatted ones. Look, Chuck Morris. I got the question.
Chuck Morris.
He got the question right. Thanks, Chuck. All right, Holly Robinson Peake.
It's because he can understand your pretzel logic.
Holly Robinson Peake.
She's back on TV now. With the show with Rick Fox.
Stalin, let's go.
46.
Oh, I know everyone from 21 Jump Street. She's got to be 55.
55, exactly.
Good Lord.
Nice.
I even know the spinoff Booker.
That was a
mic
damn
right
drop.
Joe watched it.
I watched it, too. I did. I watched that show.
Actress Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife. Mm-hmm. She's pretty.
48.
47.
48, exactly. This is good. 2-2. Actor James Marsden, who married a girl from Mount Juliet. I think they're divorced now. He married Dennis Lindy's daughter, the songwriter, who wrote Burning Love by Elvis. James Marsden.
50.
47.
46. He's actually very funny in Anchorman 2 as well. Let's go down here. Jason Sudeikis. Sudeikis, whatever.
Saturday Night Live?
Yep.
Okay.
48.
45.
44. Sonny's up 4-2. Here we go. Singer Jimmy Rogers.
81.
80.
86. Actor Robert Blake.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Is he in jail?
Yeah, that I didn't realize he was still alive.
Is he still in jail?
I think he got out. Really? I think. Did he not?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Robert Blake is 79.
83?
86. Dang. Gospel singer Bobby Jones.
He's got to be 77.
79.
81. Charlie wins 5.
I've actually met Bobby Jones. Nice guy.
Don't make this about yourself. there you go. All right, here's your song, Greg. This song came out in 1972. The guy who sings the song also wrote Get Back by the Beatles.
This is Billy Preston, Will It Go
Round
in Circles?
Nice job.
I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high? Once in a while, I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird?
Sports Authority, WNSR, is now on 95.9 FM.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Every team needs a go-to producer when the game is on the line. It's no different when you're looking for a real estate professional when buying or selling a home.
Knowledge, trust, results.
Richard Courtney, with more than 30 years of experience, is that local real estate all-star. Learn more about his proven marketing plan at richardcourtney.com or call 615-300-8189. Richard Courtney is part of Frederick and Clark Realty. 615-327-4800.
Thursday, October 17th, your friends at Pickers Vodka invite you to the third annual Hardest Harvest Celebration and Whiskey Release at Pennington Distilling Company in the Nations. This free event runs 5 to 9 and will feature live music from Rebirth Brass Band, Roots of a Rebellion, and Lady Couch. There will also be games, a kids area, food from Urban Grub, the Grilled Cheesery, and Smoke It All, and of course, your favorite Pennington Distilling Company beverages. To learn more, follow Pickers Vodka on social media.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunny, hot, high of 97 degrees. Mostly clear overnight tonight with a low of 70. For Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high of 97. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's John Waters.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Intelligent, good-looking,
hilarious. Enough about the voice guy. Now back to the Greg Pogue and Big Joe show.
Love me some Kitchen Notes. Let me tell you about it. Breakfast 6:30 to 11. They got the buffet, and they also have just order right off the menu for breakfast, either one. Lunch 11 to 2, supper 5 to 10. That's Sunday brunch 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Just go to the website, kitchennotesnashville.com. You can peruse all the menus. You can find out how to make your reservations. Of course, that complimentary valet parking. You know how important that is. Have a great meal downtown and go do your thing and come on back and get your car. Throw the attendant a few bones and get on out of there. The quarter note, the half note, two private areas that you can reserve for family get-togethers and meetings, business meetings or whatever you need. Always with that biscuit bar as well. Buttermilk, gluten-free every day, morning, noon, and night. They've always got a sweet, and they always got a savory. Today, the sweet is an apple cinnamon biscuit, and the savory is a bacon cheese biscuit. Omni Nashville Hotel, Kitchen Notes. 10:40 this morning, Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. He will be guiding his Commodores against LSU Saturday morning at 11. After the break, usually Rick Stock still there on a bye week. We're going to talk to a true legend, 14-year NFL quarterback and MTSU legend Kelly Holcomb. Coming up next.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. U.S. sanctions on Iran are being stepped up now. President Trump tweeted that he's instructed the Treasury Secretary to, quote, substantially increase sanctions. This comes after U.S. officials blamed Iran for the weekend missile and drone attack on a huge Saudi oil facility. President Trump has said it looked like Iran was responsible. Still, no clear winner after Election Day in Israel. Early results show Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his opponent deadlocked.
Netanyahu campaigned on his experience in office and ability to keep Israel strong and secure, and his close relationship with world leaders, in particular President Trump. But he's facing a possible corruption indictment and heavy criticism over divisive policies, and his campaign looks to have fallen short. So the centrist Blue and White Party, led by Benny Gantz, a former army chief, neck and neck with Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. This could mean a more moderate government.
ABC senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell. This is ABC News.
LinkedIn Jobs does more to match small businesses with their next great hire. Like Jen Rupert, the marketing director for Viewhouse Restaurant Group. Jen was busy, always running and running to keep things humming. And oh, by the way, she also had to hire a marketing manager with a triple threat skill set. Local market knowledge, event planning background, and social media chops. Jen used LinkedIn Jobs and hired like a pro. See, people come to LinkedIn throughout their careers to learn, network, and grow. They share more about themselves than what's on a resume or job board. So Jen got candidate matches based on more than bullet points. People with the right skills, sure, but who also fit her company's culture and vision. And that's how Jen found an expert in all things edible, writer of Post's most shareable marketing at events whiz named Julia. LinkedIn Jobs, rated number one by customers in delivering quality hires.
Get $50 off your first job post. Go to LinkedIn.com/entertainment. That's LinkedIn.com/entertainment.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Ensworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade, co-educational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at ensworth.com to learn more.
In Nashville, there's a group who have gotten together to right the wrongs so many buy here, pay here car dealerships have made. Discover Picasso Auto, where they work with both rebuilt title and clean title cars. It's their way to pass the savings on to you. Most of their cars have been bought from auctions where Picasso Auto selects only the best. Then they make sure to meticulously repair each vehicle like creating a piece of art. After the car is rebuilt, they must pass their inspection as well as the state's inspection. Then Picasso Auto is able to sell them at a lower cost and in most cases 10 to 20% under the MSRP. Picasso Auto makes available paperwork, pictures, and receipts for all of their cars, especially the rebuilt ones. Warranties, you ask? They got them. See them at 3319 Nolensville Pike, just south of Thompson Lane, or online at PicassoAuto.com. Give them a call at 615-933-1111. That's 615-933-1111. Picasso Auto, the art of autos.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
There's a new group of superheroes in town.
When they get a hold on you, it is a brutal and devastating hold.
They're my only escape from the drudgery of work and family.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. Now back to the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Charlie, don't encourage.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown. Call now at 844-5600.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
And now here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
It is hour number two from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Tom Hodges, coldest team in town, GogginCold.com. Crazy Charlie, Big Joe, Pokester. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be at the Southern Steak and Oyster this coming Friday morning. Bill King Show and our show. Well, Kelly Holcomb, he's done a lot of things, but probably right now I would really put at the top of his resume that he's fine offensive coordinator at Riverdale High School. They're 3-1 on the year, 1-0 in the season. Of course, 14-year, 15-year NFL veteran, MTSU Hall of Fame quarterback, and just a good guy. Kelly, good morning. What's up, man?
What's up, Greg, man? That's a lot of accolades, man. I don't know if I'm deserving of all that, huh?
No, man. I mean, I actually crossed.
You really lathered it up there right there, dude.
Man, I just got started, man. Do you want me to keep going? I mean, Lincoln County?
No, I mean, I don't even remember all that you're talking about.
Well, there you go. Maybe this is as much for your therapy as anything else. So how about
that? Could be. I don't know. Could be. That was great. I appreciate it. Yeah. I didn't know I did all that stuff.
Well, you did. Say hello to Big Joe.
What's up, Joe? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well.
Well, hey, well, I want to ask you really right away. The Riverdale Warriors, 3-1, 1-0 in the region. Just and of course, Oakland is what it is. I know Blackman's in there as well. But how you Warriors doing? That's funny to say you're Warriors, but how they doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We had a letdown last week. I mean, those guys, I think they started reading their press clippings and, you know, just thought that you could just walk off the bus and beat a really good Smyrna team who's, you know, they haven't played up until their potential yet. And they did the other night. They kind of hit us in the mouth, and it was a little disappointing. We didn't, you know, we came out flat. We never could, you know, they just beat us. I mean, that's just what it really boils down to. We, you know, couldn't get anything going, you know, offensively. They did a good job of game planning us, and, you know, I was kind of frustrating. But, yeah, we, you know, 3-1 is okay. We do, you know, Oakland is Oakland. We'll see. And Blackman has got some really talented kids. They've gotten off to a rough start, too. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. We finally got some dudes, and, you know, just hopefully we can bring this thing back together this Friday and see how we go.
It's every Friday. I mean, it's like, who's next? I mean, the team you play the next Friday night is better or just as good as the team you played before, and it never ends. There's never an easy week in high school football.
No, there really isn't. And you never, you know, the kids, you never, Joe, you never know how they're going to react to things. I mean, because, you know, we always talk, coaches always talk about it, even when I played in the pros and in college, you know, you always talk about your best every game, but every game is not your best. And sometimes you have to win ugly, and, you know, sometimes you get beat when you step off the bus. I mean, sometimes you start thinking that you're really better than you are, and every week you have to, you know, you have to line up on that football field, and you have to play your best, and you have to focus on the game. And, You know, you're dealing with 15, 16, 17, sometimes 18-year-old kids, and, you know, they've got so many things to do now, and that's the thing that, you know, that's the thing that that's frustrating to me. I mean, they don't, you know, there's some kids that do, but most of the kids nowadays, it's not like when we were growing up, when I was growing up, where, you know, I wanted to be a Lincoln County Falcon. That's what I dreamed about being. Well, they've got so many things to do now with their, you know, with their phones, with going out, doing things with other kids. There's just so many alternatives to sports now that sometimes you wonder, like, you're thinking, like, why do they not care about this as much as we do, as the coaches do? And it's just, you know, sometimes it's hard to get those kids to perform at their best.
Could you be a quarterback coach in the NFL?
I'd like to think I could. I think I'm good with people. You have to understand. You have to understand personalities. You have to understand people. I think I could. I had the opportunity a couple of years ago. I've talked with y'all about that before. I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to go out and have an interview with somebody, but you know, just it wasn't the right timing in my life to do that. It wasn't the right season because my kids are still in school and I didn't want to have to drag them everywhere. But I think I could. I know I could relate to the guys, and I played, so I think I'd be pretty good, but you never know. I mean, and nowadays these guys, I just said something to my wife about some of the things that go on the sideline, and I just don't, you know, because I'm kind of an old school guy. I was with Coach Donnelly, and I don't know how I would react to some of the things that happen nowadays with, you know, guys. I feel as though nowadays, Joe, that guys feel like that the game owes them something, and we owe the game that the guys that played it and the guys that are playing it now, we owe the game everything. And you know, it's just that sense of entitlement, and I would like to think I could, and I would like to think I could relate, and I know I could, but, you know, it would be nice to see, or it'd be interesting to see how I'd react to certain situations.
yeah, Jalen Ramsey, Antonio Brown, on and on and on. Kelly Holcomb with us. 15 years in the NFL, Colts, Browns, Bills, Eagles, Vikings, and along the way, you were either a starter with a backup, obviously, or the backup to the starter, and you were always in that mix of, well, you know, and you know what's that old saying, the most popular player on the team is the backup quarterback. The dynamic of that, knowing, you know, you're the starter, the getting the support from a backup who wants that job, and we're seeing it right here, right now with Marcus Mariota, his struggles this past Sunday. You bring in Tannehill for the injury insurance, certainly, but also I think for the Mariota play insurance as well. I couldn't imagine, and I know it started right away with you and Tim Couch in Cleveland, the dynamic of the when you have two quarterbacks and both of them pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's kind of tough, and I really didn't realize it, Greg, until you get out of the situation. But, you know, when Tim and I were fighting for that job, and then, you know, he was a starter for the first couple of years, and then I ended up starting that 1 year, like I said, I didn't realize it, but the way that our coach was doing it, he was kind of playing each other against each other. And you know, if one guy played bad, then he could bring the other guy in. And that's just not where you have to be mentally. You have to know that the coach is behind you. And I think that's a tough deal. That's a tough situation. Now, you know, Marcus had a little different situation than I've had. He came in as the first round pick. And I guess, was he the number one pick?
Number two pick.
So he was the guy. He was a franchise guy. So it was a little bit different. But, you know, that's tough when you bring in another guy, Ryan Tannehill, who was a first-round pick as well. And, you know, with all the struggles and that Marcus has had with injuries, you know, hey, you got to – but that's what this business is about. You got to go out and you got to perform. And if you're not performing, you're getting paid a lot of money. If you're not performing, then, you know, the coach has got to do something because coaches don't stay very long. And, you know, the most important position, I think, in all of sports is the quarterback. And if you're not playing well, they're going to bring in competition for you if they can get some good competition. And they got some good competition with Ryan Tannehill, who they know that can come in and play ball. So, you know, competition breeds some good things. But, you know, some people don't like competition sometimes. And, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes. But, you know, you got to be dependable. That's what an NFL quarterback has to be. You got to be dependable. You got to make the right decisions. You got to focus on the game. You got to do all the right things. You got to be dependable with injuries too. And sometimes you have some, you know, some bad luck with that. But you know, we'll see how it goes with Mariota.
Well, and obviously you were talking, and I'm not going to put the words in your mouth. I'll say it with Butch Jones and what he was doing with you guys at the Browns. But certainly it seems like Vrabel has played it the right way, that he's been steadfast, that Mariota's the guy, he's the starter, and Tannehill's the backup, and that's the way it is. And, you know, somewhere along the line, the performance, I think, will take care of itself. And those decisions, you know, not counting any injuries, of course, but just performance only, it is a performance league, and he's in that fifth year, that final year, and so where this franchise is at a crossroads with its quarterback, because I think Marcus Mariota is at a crossroads.
Well, I mean, that's the ultimate deal in professional sports is winning, Gray. I mean, you know that. I mean, it's winning, it's performing, it's getting out there on the field, and you got to play good. You got to make the plays when the time gets tough. When it gets down late in the fourth quarter, you're the one's got to make the plays. I mean, you look at Tom Brady, you look at Peyton, you look at all those guys, Drew Brees, you look at all the great quarterbacks, you know, Aaron Rodgers. You got to make the plays when the time depends upon that. And, you know, it's a performance-driven league, and if you're not performing, I mean, they're giving a lot of money out nowadays. But and sometimes, you know, that's a lot of pressure on guys, and sometimes guys can't handle that when you get so much money at. People say, man, he got a lot of money to play, and I'm like, absolutely. But you know what? There comes a lot of stress with that money too, and you know it's you can set your life, you can set your family up for life, and you can set a lot of other people up for life, yourself up for life. But there comes a lot of stress with that too. So when you go out on that football field, you have to perform, and if you're not doing it, then the coach has to do something, because you know the players know, the coaches know. And they know what's going on behind closed doors. And, you know, they're all going to say the right things in the media. But everybody in that building knows what's going on. And the players are the first to know. And the players know who they want and know who they feel comfortable with. And a coach has to have a beat on that. And I'm sure that Vrabel does.
Do you subscribe to the fact that Mariota is not a leader because he doesn't yell at teammates and get animated and flail his arms and everything? Do you buy into that?
I don't know if I buy into that, Joe. I mean, but it is, it's tough because the quarterback is the focal point. And, it's hard for a guy that is, you know, if he's like that, and I've heard that he is, and you're saying that as well, but, you know, it's hard for a guy that is really silent. You know, I know you can lead by example, but, you know, as a quarterback, sometimes, man, you got to be boisterous and you got to get on the guys and, you know, you got to say what needs to be said in meetings sometimes. And that's, you know, so some people are not like that. And I'm not saying that it can't happen, but the good ones are you know, they're very leadership driven, they're very leadership oriented, and I think that they have to be vocal, and if things are not right, you have to step up and you have to say things, because, you know, I can remember when I played, I was, you know, I've never been scared to do that. Peyton was the same way. I hear Tom Brady's the same way. The guys, you know, not the greatest quarterback, you know, I don't know if you can argue that. With all the Super Bowls that he's been to, but you know he leads and he directs that ship, and you've got to have somebody at the quarterback position who's willing to do that.
You know, that's my thing, is if you know it's a given, it's a known. If you're the quarterback, you're automatically the leader, because that's the most prized possession, important position in all of sports, and then you automatically should know that you're going to lead the team. So to say, like, well, you know, I'm just part of the team, I don't believe in that. I believe that you are the leader because you're the quarterback.
Yep, and I'm along with you. I mean, I know that there's, but you know, like I said, you look at all the great quarterbacks throughout history. I mean, they've been great leaders, and you know, that's one thing that was God given to me. I remember stepping in the huddle and saying some choice words when we stepped on the field when I was a true freshman playing for Coach Donnelly against TSU, and you know, you just you either have it or you don't, and you know, you have to have the, you know, as Coach Donnelly, you say you have to have the bell cow at that position, and it's just. It's really tough when you're a silent guy. I'm not saying that he can't be done, but I've never really seen it, you know, Joe. I've never seen a guy that is a quarterback that's not been the vocal leader of his football team.
Kelly Holcomb with us, MTSU legend. I don't know. I never know what you're into these days with all your kids going in every different direction and everything. But have you had a chance to check out Asher O'Hara? I do believe Brent Stock still followed you at MTSU, correct? And so
I
have you had a chance to check out Asher O'Hara any of these three games?
I have. I've watched a little bit. I haven't. Yeah. I don't keep up with it much, but I did go over there. We had an alumni Saturday over there when they played TSU, so I did go over there and watch him. And you know, I've heard some guys say Wes Counts told me that he thought he was going to be pretty good, and I kind of like. I know he's not very big, which is like what I was when I came to college. He's not very big, but it seems like the kid makes plays. He makes good decisions. He can run the football. He obviously runs the football better than I did because I didn't run it. I just threw it away if I couldn't go nowhere. So. But he seems like he's accurate with the ball. He makes good decisions. And, you know, hey, he's a young guy, and there's room to grow.
Kelly, always fun catching up with you, man. Take care.
Guys, I appreciate it, man. Thank y'all.
All right, Kelly Hogan. Great guy on top of everything else.
Smart guy, funny, and he stuck around the NFL for a while because he was talented and good.
He was either the starter or the backup that should be the starter,
right?
Every which of the way, and certainly in Cleveland, Butch Jones, he won't come out and call him by name.
Not Butch Jones.
Not Butch Davis.
Butch Davis.
Butch Jones.
It happens.
It would have. Well, Butch Davis, obviously.
It's like, you know,
the coach at FIU, Butch Davis.
It's like, you know, when Steve Fisher led the Titans to the Super Bowl in
99. No, listen, okay, fine. You know what I'm talking about. Butch Jones, Butch Davis. Oh, by the way, MTSU visitors always brought to you by Budmore State Farm Insurance, 3245 Franklin Road, right there. Office hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hey, State Farm Insurance, auto, home, property, life, health, rental. You can bundle any or all of those above, banking products, annuities, State Farm experiences. 1972 Bud Moore's. I've had two homes in Rutherford County since I've lived in Middle Tennessee, and both of them have been insured by Bud Moore State Farm Insurance, and just a great guy on top of everything else. As a matter of fact, when I was in Sam's yesterday in the borough picking up food to take home, there was Bud holding court with all of his MTSU guys.
Nice.
So anyway, Bud, love Bud. 615-893-1417, 893-1417, or budmorris.biz online. Coming up at 1040, Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. But this coming break, you want to give us a call? You can. 615-844-5600.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add Instant and Jackpot to the list because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash Play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Powerball is throwing the ultimate party, and one lucky winner is going to win $1 million. Introducing Powerball's New Year's Rockin' Eve VIP experience. You and a guest could take the trip of a lifetime to New York City, packed with exclusive access to the biggest events in town. Plus, you'll receive an entry for a chance to become the first Powerball millionaire of 2020. Announced live on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. The only way to win is to play Powerball, so get your ticket today. Brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Visit TNLottery.com for details. Please play responsibly.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunny, hot, high of 97 degrees. Mostly clear overnight tonight, low about 70. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with a high of 93. Friday, mostly sunny and 90. On Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's John Waters.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You never know what's going to happen. And neither do we. The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Crazy Charlie, all of us right here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, coldest team in town, gogginkold.com. I tell you what's going to happen. Friday morning, Bill King's show and our show will be at the Southern Steak and Oyster on Friday morning.
Should be a good time.
And then LSU comes to town, Tennessee at Florida, all that going on this weekend, tomorrow night, Titans. Anything you want to talk about, please give us a call. 615-844-5600 in the borough. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, Greg?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, I just want to say I enjoyed the interview with Kelly and also enjoyed you yesterday with the Cumberland football coach. You know, they were ranked in the NAIA poll. Would hope they continue their success this season. And just want to say, Greg, how about them Brewers, huh?
Well, you think you lose Yelich, you know, but the sad thing is, and the good thing is, they were getting everybody healthy finally all year, and they've won 11 of their last 12 and four in a row,
well,
and they're right there. They're playing the best baseball when it counts the most, so we'll see.
They are. That's true, and they and the Cubs are all banged up right now.
Rizzo's yeah.
out, Baez is out, Kimbrel's out, so I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not. They had a tough lost last night to the Reds. Sonny Gray pitched pretty good, and he even helped his own cause and scored a run. So, you know, they beat him last night. So, don't know if they can or not. They got the Cardinals this week, you know, for four games. So we'll see how that shakes out. They're only two games back. But what if it's a three way tie in the Central, Greg? What are we going to do about that?
I have no idea. I don't. You want me to give you a three way Central Division tiebreaker?
I thought you might know it, Greg.
Well, you know, I usually know everything, but I'm out on this one.
Well, but Butch Jones coached it.
Well, yeah, I just misspoke. Thank you, Jeff. You know,
I know. I'm just messing with you.
No,
I know. You hadn't irritated.
He's just messing with you, Greg.
You haven't irritated me yet, so keep on going.
Joe, I just want to say, Randy, your buddy Chuck Gentry Friday night, 11, the football coach.
Yeah, where?
Had a big win. He was at Laverne. They played Laverne last Friday night. Had a big win, 28-27, they play the Friday Night Lights game this week against Hendersonville. He was talking about that.
Why did you text me? I was down there. We could have gone right down the road to there's a Sonic right down there.
Yeah, I know. We could have. But didn't know you was down there. But how was Mount Juliet, Joe? Did you get
one of the best high school football environments I've ever seen in my entire life, and that's saying quite a bit. Packed, thousands there, standing room only, great game. Gallatin wins 7-0. Let me tell you what. When Gallatin football is good, it's great for football in Middle Tennessee.
Well, why is that though? I mean,
that's an historic program.
Yeah, it's almost like when the Yankees are good, or the Dodgers are good, or the Knicks are good, or the Celtics
yes.
are good. Or the
Gallatin yeah. football yeah, yeah. is what is Friday Night Lights. It's the one town in Middle Tennessee that used to live and die by high school football because it was the only game in town. The borough always had Riverdale and Oakland and other schools around, but Gallatin only had Gallatin,
and then
it was huge.
But then Station Camp come along and Beach came along, even before Beach, but stay, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But the guys enjoy the show, and maybe your Brewers might make the playoffs, Greg. Like I said, they're playing real well.
Well, hey, I'm getting greedy. I want I want to win the division. That way, the first round of the playoffs will be first two games with Brewers and Braves in Atlanta. And I already know when that first game is going to be. October 3rd.
The thing about it is, Greg, you're not playing the Cardinals anymore, though, so that's the only thing.
They're playing a bunch of teams that they should beat. The rest of the way is above 500. So
they do have the schedule to do it. So. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the show, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you much. 615-844-5600. Braves lose last night. The Nationals win. So the Braves' magic number remains at 3. They're back with Philly tonight. Philly just trying to hold on for a wild card spot. They're 4 back on the wild card with the Mets. So it's interesting. And there's other one interesting in the wild card. The Indians are 1 game back. That's going to be interesting in the American League. I like the wild card. It keeps.
I'm with you.
You know, right now I would still have something to be interested in because the Brewers are only 2 back of the Cardinals for the division.
Yeah.
So, but they're tied for the last wild card. So I'll watch it the next 3 weeks. I'm paying attention to every game.
I'm with you, man. Did you go back to the old days? Right now would be the Reds and the Giants trying to win the West. And then the Mets would win the East, and it'd be over by mid August.
Or the Brewers would win the AL AL East.
Were they in the East or the West?
They were in the East.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I get so confused back then. Because when Seattle and the NFL went from the AFC to the NFC, that just confused me thoroughly. And so when the Brewers came over, when did they come over?
It was, I want to say, late 80s.
Did the Astros and Brewers
the Astros, that's only happened in the last few years. It was 16-14. That made it 15-15.
Okay.
But the Astros, I think, it's only been about 4 or 5 years,
right.
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe,
and that's so I always think the Astros. Like every time I see them in the American League, I'm like, that's so odd to me because I grew up with them being in the National League. Yeah. Mike Scott and Charlie Kerfield and everybody else over there.
Rusty Staub, remember him?
Yeah,
the Red Rooster.
Jeff Bagwell.
Hmm. Or the Killer Bees.
Bagwell, Biggio, and Berkman. I don't know. He wasn't there then. I don't remember.
615-844-5600. This should be interesting. Clay, good morning.
Okay, how we doing?
All right, Clay, it's just another day in paradise.
Big Joe?
Hey, pal.
Were we at Planet Fitness about 5:30 this morning?
We were at the Y yesterday about 2:30. Listen to hold on a second now. Plaster in the I was working out.
You like to work out in the afternoon as opposed to the morning?
Yeah, I'm busy from like 9 to noon usually, so then I go after that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Derek says. I mean, obviously a huge challenge. The difference that I see with LSU, and this is pretty much for the last several years, every year I watch them play, is defensively, they have so much speed on the edge, so I don't think we're going to be able to run the ball to the outside at all because we're not going to be able to get around the corner. I think they're the fastest team in the Southeastern Conference, and I think that every year. They just have a lot of athletes, and it's just, like I said, it's just going to be a huge challenge.
So you're ready, just the game over, they've lost, let's move on, get ready next week for Northern Illinois?
I didn't say that.
Sounds like you're ready to give up on it.
I said it was going to be a huge challenge.
Well, yes, it will be a huge challenge because LSU's about 3.5 touchdown favorite and thinking of winning the national championship, and Vanderbilt's thinking of a bowl game.
Togi, now on picking with the pickers, are you going to pick Vandy to hang?
Well, Brad Powers did. Brad Powers a lot smarter than I did last hour. Brad Powers likes Vandy plus the 23.5 or whatever it is. So, and he also liked the Big Vols Joe? Plus 14.
Pumpkin?
Big Joe?
Yes, sir.
Comments?
I am looking to see who LSU.
Wait, who's conducting this interview?
I am looking to see who LSU plays next week. Because I think LSU has had a problem of looking ahead sometimes.
I think Vandy's looking ahead.
LSU's got an open week.
So they're looking to have a week
I think
off.
LSU beats them. I think LSU takes it. I mean, it's a huge challenge, Clay. I mean, this is – but, again, here's an opportunity for Vanderbilt to shock the world. I mean, you have to, it's right out in front of you.
11 o'clock in the morning, that sets up for the home team.
Yeah.
So, you know, quit being a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, pal.
If the Titans lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars tomorrow night, are Marcus Mariota's days as a starter for the Tennessee Titans over? Do we see Tannehill starting the next game?
I don't know. I mean, it would set up that you'd give them, you know, an extra, 10 days before the next one. But, you know, they got some off days in there, obviously. But it depends. I mean, how they lose, what Mariota does. I don't think, though, no. I think they're going to stick with Mariota all the way through.
And then waive him or cut him?
Probably. I mean, they'll wave it. I mean, they'll be the courtesy. They'll wave at him. I mean, it's like a handshake.
I mean, I don't know what the difference is really between being waved or cut. What's the difference? The other who waves back. So who's going to pick him up in his last years? The only way that would happen if a team needs a quarterback.
No, look, here's the deal.
Got hurt.
If Mariota goes down there and he's the reason they lose like he did on Sunday, I think they make a change. I just do. I think they make a change. If he's awful Thursday night, I think they're forced to make a change. That's my opinion.
It's hard to disagree with. But I don't think it will. I just don't think it will happen. Even though it might should. Thank you, Clay.
Good day, boys.
See you, buddy.
615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call, talk about whatever.
Derek Mason, by the way, coming up here shortly.
Yeah, at 10:40. He has LSU coming to town.
He does.
One thing about LSU with Burroughs at quarterback, they got somebody – seemingly they're trying to get more balance on that team because they've always been so defensive-oriented, run the football and, you know, and score 18 points and hold on to win.
They beat Georgia Southern 55-3. Uh-huh. They beat Texas on the road at Austin 45-38, which they controlled that game. Mm-hmm. They beat Northwestern State 65-14.
Yeah, but
I'm going with your point here. We've seen LSU beat teams, but usually it's like 31-6.
No one has played Vanderbilt's schedule. Okay.
True.
No one in the country has played Vanderbilt's schedule.
Right. I get that, but the LSU puts up points now, mm-hmm. whereas before they would not. They'd beat a team, but like 31-3 or 28-6. Now they're scoring a lot of points, and that's a concern. You're down. If you get down 14-0 in the first quarter, that throws your game plan completely out. Now, coach can say, "Oh, we're gonna stick to what we." No, you're not. You're down 14-0, 17-0. You got to start doing things different to get back in the ball game quick and fast. And they do that. And LSU gets these strong starts, and they go out. But I got to give Clay credit. I mean, this is a fast, fast football team. I watched a lot of that Texas game, man, and they didn't flinch. They fought and they won the ball game over a good Texas team on the road. So anyway, LSU's got a bye week. They play Utah State. Then they hit the conference of Florida, Mississippi State, Auburn, Alabama, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and they finish the season against Texas A&M.
Yeah, I was just thinking, though, LSU, how strong they are. I don't know. Just it seems like they could just come in and overwhelm you with their team speed and everything. So, and the quarterback really hasn't set it on fire. I don't know. When you're playing Georgia on the road at Purdue and a desperate Purdue team that had lost, you know, in a game it should have won previously, and then we're at Wyoming, right? I think that's where they had gone and lost. Is that correct?
Missouri went to
Wyoming. No, Missouri. Where did Purdue go before they played?
Nevada.
Nevada, that's right.
Nevada,
that's right. I keep getting those. But Nevada lost in a game they should have probably won. So, I don't know.
Break time. 10:40, Derek Mason, 10:38. I'm looking forward to talking to the coach.
All right, let's take a break coming up after it. Break time, right?
Yes.
All right, Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros, backed for life. Today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $4.99 minimum purchase required, typically $6.99. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
I'm Urban Meyer from Fox's Big Noon Kickoff pregame show. And this week we've got a great matchup on Big Noon Saturday. Yeah! It's a crucial Big Ten showdown as the undefeated Wolverines take on 2-0 Wisconsin.
Touchdown!
Their bruising defense looks to shut down Heisman hopeful Jonathan Taylor and the Badgers in an early statement game between conference title contenders.
See you later!
Start Saturday strong. Start Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on Fox.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. takes home the checkered flag from Las Vegas Motor Speedway, race number one of the 10-race playoffs for NASCAR. Up next this weekend is the short track at Richmond. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr., and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Call the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show now. 615-844-5600.
It's Greg Pogue, Big Joe, Crazy Charlie right here in the Goggin Coldall Studios. Going to be down at the Southern Steak and Oyster Friday morning. Bill King show and our show. May have a few LSU Tigers in town, right, this weekend, you think?
They like to travel. It won't be the 800,000 that came up for Bill's show from Georgia, but there'll be a ton there.
Yeah, I just got a text from Larry Leathers that Coach Mason is still on the SEC teleconference, and as soon as he
Let's call in that.
As soon as he drops off that, he'll give us a call.
Joe, I know you mentioned there may not be nearly as many LSU fans on our remote location at the Southern this Friday as there were Georgia fans at Bongo Java for the opening weekend. However, we have gotten several messages here through the Bill King Show about LSU fans coming to town, looking for somewhere to meet up and perhaps to hold court with the King a little bit. So I'm looking forward to seeing plenty of Tigers fans out there the Southern on Friday morning. And some Vandy fans are coming out as well. Clay has already announced his intentions. He's going to come and sit in with you guys the whole time.
Good. I can look forward. This week we're down at the restaurant in Tullahoma. So come on down, Clay, and hang out with us. We will have, if I'm coming to town, LSU fan, I'd want to hang out with Bill King as well. I think it'd be a fun time. I know, Greg, you don't like Bill, but I think it'd be a fun time.
Well, I mean, not tolerating.
I think it'd be fun to go there. We should call the SEC conference, teleconference, say, hey, Coach Mason's Greg and Big Joe over here.
I think we should do what many radio stations have made the mistake over the years. We should call into the teleconference, and then we should put it on hold so that our feed goes out over the teleconference.
Yeah. And then we're talking about Coach Mason not being on with us.
Yeah. And we're totally goofing on the football program and the coach while we're on there.
What was the one, and I'm sure a Vanderbilt fan remembers when somebody called in James on that teleconference, got a number, called in and ripped on James Franklin.
Yeah, on the teleconference. Yep. Yeah, they're pretty loose with the numbers and the passwords on all of those if you really, really have some people that you want to ask with. Hey, joined now by Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Good morning, Derek. How you doing, man?
Greg and Joe, what's happening?
Not much. Bye week. I imagine the beach, go a little deep sea fishing, just hanging out.
Hey, I tell you, I had to get back in the saddle and make sure, man, that we address some issues and then moved on. So this football team, did not want to start this season 0-2, and that's where we are. And a lot of it has to do with, who we are and what we've been. And now, making that transition and making that move, these guys had to see it on tape. I had to state the facts. We had to own, the mistakes. As a program, we had to own the mistakes and get it fixed. And I thought, last week, the bye came at the right time. We needed to reflect, tighten down on some things, make sure that we cleaned up, some things offensively and defensively, and then really start to get some guys back. And we're not all the way back. We've had some key losses. In backup roles this season and losing Jamari Wakefield, Amir Rahman and Colin Anderson for the season, but everybody's dealing with something. I do know that these guys are focused, and they understand who's coming to town, and I think they're going to play well, but it's a tall task, but it's all about, playing ball in the SEC, so let's get that action.
I'm curious, what does Derek Mason do on a Saturday in a bye week?
You know what? I sat around with my wife and really just enjoyed her company. I mean, it's good to sit back and take in time, like with her, because, she spends a lot of time, watching and seeing and looking at what's going on, and so we can have real conversations. So, hey, we sat around, we watched a little bit of college football, and we had dinner with some friends and just really just tried to detox for a minute and just reset. So the reset was good. I thought it was a good, 36-hour, a vacay or staycay. And now what we got to do is move forward. And this team is ready. This staff is ready. We got a good team in LSU coming in this weekend, so let's get it.
Yeah, and you mentioned LSU. Certainly, the athleticism, as always, and now with Burrows at quarterback, there's obviously the offense is there seemingly as well. But more of what about your football team? First off, editorial comment: I don't think any team in the country is opening up a schedule with three Power Fives, two of them with national championship aspirations, and the third one maybe one of the best offenses in the Big Ten. So, I first off, that schedule to start the season, no one is doing that except you. And I know you don't make excuses, but it's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact, but you know what? I talked to our guys about it early and you got to embrace it and grow through it. We didn't want to go into the Georgia game, short offensive lineman because it's hard, but that's what you're faced with. I think what this team's had to do is deal with the facts. The facts are, it's a challenging schedule. It's the idea, that you got to show up, you got to play 60 minutes of good ball, and then after that, you got to reflect and own everything that you do. And so, learning a lot in those first two games about who we are and about where we need to go. The bye week was needed, so this group now truly understands, what's in front of them. A lot of football left. It starts with LSU. It's almost like a new season. Those games count against you, but it's almost like a new season for us. And so what we got to do is, come out the gates hot. And, it's a tough challenge. But let me tell you something. This group's got a lot of fight. You know, man, we're leaning on exactly who we are with the idea of being relentless, tough, and intelligent, and we can't beat ourselves. And let me tell you, if LSU can beat you, you know, with just what they have. So if you beat yourself, man, you can make this game an ugly game. And these guys want to play their best ball on Saturday. So let's go.
That's a great point. The LSU's beaten three teams, Georgia State, Texas, and Northwestern State. They're all completely different football teams, their approach to the game. When you're scouting LSU, which game tape do you pay more attention to, that Texas game?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely the Texas game. It's the Texas game, man. But I think there's things to be learned. You know, man, and I thought – you know, man, Northwestern State did a pretty good job, you know, early. And what happened in that ball game, whether LSU was flat or not, I think, you know, you looked at that ball game and, you know, defensively, I thought they continued to give him the same looks. And you give Joey Burrow, you know, man, the same looks all day long, man. Good luck. I mean, he knows how to attack you. And he's got the weapons to attack you. And defensively, they're playing, you know, complementary football right now, because when you look at what they do on special teams and what they do on defense, you know, they can run away with games real fast. So, you know, I mean, I looked at that ball game for what it was. The Georgia State game, I mean, or Georgia Southern game was a good game, you know, I mean, to watch. I thought there were some things there that Georgia Southern, you know, I mean, did schematically that had, you know, validity to it, but it's like anything else. Still got to tackle in this game. You still got to, you know, get off the field on third down, and you got to score when you have opportunities. And when you don't do that versus a good LSU team, games get lopsided.
Dude, that quarterback for LSU, he's pretty good, Coach. Yeah. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Write that down, Derek.
I've known Joe Burrow for a long time. I saw him as a young fella when I was at Ohio coaching with his dad, Jimmy. You know, Jimmy and Robin, you know, did a great job, you know, man, allowing him to grow, be competitive. I mean, he was a tremendous athlete, you know, as a young guy. You know, man, we recruited him. We were actually his first SEC offer. And just watching him play over the years, man, he's gotten better and better. But, you know, here's what you know. You know, he's got an alpha male mentality in terms of playing the game. He's a leader. He knows where to go with the football, and now, man, he's playing some of the best ball of his career, and, you know, that's what we're going to face on Saturday. So I get a chance to see, you know, the grown version of Joe Burrow, and as I see, he's pretty darn good.
Well, and Ryland Leon, just look at the numbers from the Purdue game. Completed 68% of the passes, 378 yards, couple touchdowns, and obviously the offense put up good numbers. I mean, 491, 23 first downs, obviously getting off the field defensively, but I thought the offense was pretty solid.
Yeah, we were solid, but we missed some opportunities too. And when you go back and you have 13 penalties in a ball game, you know, two of which nullify interceptions. You have a series where you know, I mean, an offensive lineman has, you know, man, an offside, a holding, and a penalty, and a personal foul. Two penalties on one play as we're going in, you know, like for a score. These things are things that you can't do versus good football teams. Again, man, you can't beat yourself. This is a game, man, that where you know, man, for us, you know, man, the margin for error is slim. We got to be on our best ball. I think offensively, you know, man, we found some things. Special teams, man, we had a chance in the bye week to fine tune some things. And defensively, man, we really addressed some issues. You know, some chemistry issues in terms of how we play and what we do, and guys trying to do too much. We just got to do our jobs, and that's the overall consensus of where we're at now. Just do our job and let's play football. This team hasn't lacked for effort. Okay, it's been focus and discipline, and those have to be the ingredients on Saturday, man, to give us a chance in this ball game.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Hey, always thanks for joining us. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's anchor down.
All right. Tough spot. LSU's good. Joe
right.
Burrow's is good.
But, you know, I mean, Georgia, Purdue, and then LSU. I mean, it's you're
nobody,
right.
Nobody does that.
But he's not making excuses. Right. And so I think he knows that, and he's not making excuses. It's got to play better.
He's been a double-digit in every game, a double-digit underdog in every game. So, all right, hey, let's take our last break and be back and wrap it up.
Your local sports leader. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, on 95.9 FM.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll.
Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple: incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available. Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio. Get in on the Greg Pogue and Big Joe show now. 615-844-5600. Obviously, you have nothing else going on.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos, from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Braves baseball tonight. Yes, we've got that. 6:20 is the first pitch, 6:05 the pregame there. They play the Phillies again tonight as well. Tomorrow morning, 11:05. 11:10.
Yeah, what?
11
we know what's going on 11:05. We have nightmares about 11:05, man. You don't have to remind us.
11:10, the first pitch.
Okay.
10:55, the pregame. And then 11:05, my post-game analysis. My post-show analysis.
No, I can't wait. So hold on a second. You mean the Braves are a lead-in to me? This is beautiful. I didn't plan on this when I got radio back in 1970.
But hey, as a matter of fact, the Braves will preempt some of him, won't they? Maybe a little bit.
Bobby Knox. Hours.
Maybe just a little bit. Yeah. And there will never have been a radio host that's been happier.
Yeah.
He'll sit here, kick back, and listen to the rest of that Braves game. And by the way, hold on a minute. Let's recap just a second, boys. It's been so fast moving today. Tim Corbin?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Derek Mason?
Yep.
Kelly Holcomb?
Yep.
Brad Powers?
Yep.
and the best worst.
Yep.
All of it on SoundCloud, and you can find all of those links posted right now by going to WNSR.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Nash Sports Radio.
There you go.
Perfect day.
It's a hell of a day, boys. Way to fill it all in. Fit it all in.
Well, and last night we didn't have Tim Corbin scheduled until the Yastrzemski thing. If you hadn't heard, Mike Yastrzemski hits a home run in his first appearance at Fenway Park, where his grandfather, Carl Yaz, played for 23 years. His last game there was July 31st, 1983. So he
really?
Retired mid-season.
Did he really?
I don't know. Well, I need to go back and look at that, but I know that's what the his last game was there, July 31st, '83.
So was I incorrect about the left fielder, right fielder? Because it was Yastrzemski.
But you missed Jim Rice, and that one, and he corrected you on that. But that's cool.
Ted Williams, Yastrzemski. Were they all left fielders?
Yes.
And then Jim Rice.
Now, Ted Williams may have been a right fielder, but Jim Rice followed it.
Mike Greenwell?
Yeah, and then, you know, but they had great outfielders. Fred Lynn.
Fred
Lynn, yeah, hit a home run in the All-Star game.
Not for the Red Sox, though.
Was he with the Angels at the time?
Was he?
I don't know.
It was at Comiskey Park.
Yeah.
It was the first.
Now,
hold on a second. Am I preempted today? Hold on a second.
I gave you guys credit 2 minutes too soon. Yeah, Bill. That's what I did.
Bill's bean counters. Get on that.
Damn it.
That's all right. Plaz in here at 2. Johnny Park at 4.
I'll
Johnny,
be here about 1.
Johnny Parks.
Johnny Parks.
Hold on a second.
Hey, y'all leave me alone.
Radio. WNCC. Thanks for all. 95.9, 560 W.